Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Hi, my name is Kamaya Hearn.
Hello, Kamaya, you said?
Yes, Kamaya Hearn.
Kamaya, got it. Well, my name is Brandon Sharp. I'll be your intake specialist today towards this lawsuit. Now, are you interested in starting a claim against Depo Provera today?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I do want to make sure, have you ever spoken to any attorneys in the past regarding this?
No.
Got it. And once again, we are on a recorded line. Can you confirm with me that you've never signed documents against Depo Provera?
Yes, I have not signed documents against Depo Provera.
Got it. Okay. Now, would you be filing this claim for yourself, or was it someone else using Depo?
For myself.
For yourself, okay. And how many years did you use it for?
I used Depo's for 2 years.
For 2 years, got it. Now, are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Got it. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
Of the brain. Okay, and when were you diagnosed?
In 2023.
2023. Okay. And do you remember
what
month?
September 3rd.
September 3rd.
Yes.
2023. Okay. Got that down. And when you were diagnosed, what was the method of diagnosis? Did you have a CT scan, MRI, both?
Yeah, I had both.
Okay.
A CT scan and an MRI.
And then MRI as well. Got it. Okay. What is your date of birth?
0207-2000.
2000. Got it. Okay. And did anyone around you also use the same shot and were injured by it?
No.
Okay. Well, that's good to know that it was just you around you. Did you know anyone else who also used Depo in general?
No.
Okay. Got it. Now, when it comes to the injectable, this was Depo Provera, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember which one you used? Just Depo Provera or the generic types?
No, just Depo Provera was the only injection I used.
Got it. And you took it for 2 years, you said, so you used it for 1 year minimum?
Mm-hmm.
And in 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections?
Yes.
Okay. What year do you think was the first time you ever took it?
The year I took it was 2021. I had my son in March 2020, and then I started taking Depo Provera a year later.
A year later, I see. Okay, so it was around the beginning of 2021 then?
Yeah.
Okay, and when was the last time you ever took it?
The last injection I had was in August of 2023.
August 2023. And the reason for you stopping, was it because of the diagnosis or was it the side effects?
Yeah, I was experiencing the side effects of like vision loss and headaches and swelling, and I had seizures.
Oh, you also had seizures.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to hear that. What type of treatment did you go through after they diagnosed you?
I went through radiation and microsurgery, and they gave me a lot of pain medication.
And pain medication after the surgery, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
I see. How are you now?
I'm okay. It's in like remission, but they say it might come back.
Oh, really? And are you
taking
medication? Are you still doing any type of radiation to keep it from
coming
back?
I'm not doing any radiation right now. I'm strictly on pain meds.
Right.
And some other medication for like the nausea and stuff.
Oh, I see. So when they did the microsurgery, did they remove what there was of it or did they just remove a piece of it?
Yeah, they removed a tumor.
Right. I see. So they removed the entire thing.
Yeah. So I'm completely in remission now.
I see. Okay. Got it. Now, for HIPAA compliance purposes only, can you please confirm your gender for me?
I am a female.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your current marital status?
Single.
Okay. And your first name is Kemia. Is that K-E-M-I-A?
Yes. Correct.
Okay. And last name is Hearn? H-E-A-R-N.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a middle name?
Yes, Troynese, T-R-O-Y-N-I-S-E.
N-I-S-E. T-O, mm-hmm. I mean, sorry, T-R-O-Y-N-I-S-E.
Correct.
Okay, got it. And what is your social?
622-178955.
622-178955.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Now, when it comes to your primary contact information, the main email I have for you is kemiahearn@gmail.com, just your first and last name.
Yep.
Okay. And can you confirm your phone number for me?
626-406-0691.
Got it. And is this your mobile?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Now, do you usually work in the mornings, or is there a better time of day for you when it comes to being contacted?
The mornings are perfectly fine. I'm usually up with my son, so the mornings are fine.
Okay. And would you prefer texts, emails, or phone calls?
Phone calls or text messages.
Got it. I'll go ahead and mark down text so you at least know who's trying to contact you. Okay. What is your current address?
321 Acacia Street, A-C-A-C-I-A, Altadena, A-L-T-A-D-E-N-A, Altadena, California, 91001.
Okay, got it. And that's in L.A.?
Yes.
Got it. All right. And I'm actually in Irvine, so just underneath you. Is that an apartment or a house?
A house.
A house, got it. Okay. So going back to when you were diagnosed, do you remember what your doctor's name was?
Yeah, the diagnosis doctor or the doctor who gave me the shot?
The diagnosing doctor.
Yes. His name was Dr. Johnson, but I could spell his last name for you because it's kind of hard to say it. It's
okay. I'm ready for it.
Yeah. E-S-K-E-N-A-Z-I.
Eskenazi. I see. I probably butchered it too. Okay.
Yeah.
So Dr. Johnson Eskenazi. And do you remember what the hospital name was?
Yeah. I went to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
Okay. Say that one more time.
I went to Cedars-Sinai. So C-E-D-A-R-S. Sinai. S-I-N-A-I. Medical Center.
Got it. Got it. And that's in Beverly Boulevard, off Beverly Boulevard? Okay. Got it. And do you have your doctor's phone number? If not, that's completely fine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's 310.
Okay.
423-3277.
3277. Got it. Okay. And this is a random question, but have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Got it. Now, when it comes to your treatment, was it the same doctor that helped you through that?
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Johnson. Okay. And it was at the same hospital as well?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And you did say that you were given painkillers after the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the same hospital that supplied them, or did you go to a local pharmacy?
No, it was the hospital's pharmacy.
Okay. And the same doctor prescribed them to you?
Yes, correct.
I see. So he helped you through everything. How did the whole treatment process go, by the way?
It was a long process. You know, like, being diagnosed was scary because I just had a baby.
Yeah.
And then the process was just, like, draining. Yeah. Getting up, going to, like, almost like chemotherapy. And then, like, being tired. And then my son, he got diagnosed with autism, so he's hyperactive, and I'm doing all of that while still taking pain pills.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it was quarantine, so it was even worse.
Yeah, that's like working two full-time jobs for sure.
Yeah.
And when it came to your treatment itself, how fast did those symptoms disappear after you had that surgery?
After I had the surgery, I experienced still some like dizziness and like seeing loss. So maybe like a few months after the surgery is when I started to feel a little better.
Okay.
Maybe like 3 or 4 months.
Got it. But you slowly recovered over time afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that at least. So it does sound like it took at least half a year, a bit more than half a year, to actually get through the treatment process at the very least.
Yeah, it definitely did.
Okay. When it comes to your medical records, did you hold on to those yourself or did you leave them all with the hospital?
It's in the hospital.
Okay. But you would be able to request them?
Yes.
Okay. Now, say you did have them in your hands, would you be able to email them or mail them?
Yes, I believe so. Yes. Are you guys able to grab the hospital records, or you
yes.
would need me to
so
go back?
With your permission, the law firm can hold them.
Yeah, I would give you guys, you know, permission to do so.
Okay, I'll go ahead and mark that off here. And my last question is if you would like to put down an emergency contact. It's completely fine if not, but if we're unable to contact you, someone that you would trust with your case.
No, my number should be on, so I should be able to be contactable.
You're usually pretty available. Okay,
yeah.
I'll mark that off here. I'll just put down your email for it, so in case we do need to, for whatever reason, we'll send you an email. Okay. Now, that was the last question I had for you. I'm going to go ahead and send these documents through your email as well as your text messages here. So let me know when you receive those. And what these are the retainers for the attorney to get started on the claim.
Okay.
Yeah, so after you sign them, they should give you a call in the next 2 days, I would say 1 to 2 days, and they'll verify everything we went over, and your claim is submitted afterwards.
Okay.
And let me know if you receive those.
Okay. So I did receive the text message and the doc sign.
Got it. So you can go ahead and put me on speaker, open the link up, and you can put your signature as well as initials. After you do so, I'll review it, make sure it looks fine. It doesn't have to be perfect, but just legible. And you're set from there.
Okay, so you want my signature?
Yes, and it will make you consent to text messages as well.
Yeah. Okay. And then just draw my initials. Okay, and then you press finish, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then press continue.
And yes, I did get that on my end. Let me just review this one quick second here. Okay. Yep, that looks all fine here. So I'm going to go ahead and send you a text from my personal desk line. I'll send you the law firm's information. So in case you don't get a call in a couple of days, you can follow up with the law firm and get transferred over to the attorney to verify the information. Otherwise, you're all set from here. This is most likely the longest call you'll have regarding the process. So hopefully I can make it easier for you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this.
Of course, I appreciate your patience as well. I know it's a sensitive topic, but hopefully we're able to help out.
Yeah, this would be really helpful to my family from all the mess we've been going through.
Yeah, and a good question to ask the attorney is what the turnover times usually are, as well as like how you would get the funds. I know some might give you all the funds at once or give you them monthly. It's good information to know regarding any lawsuit in general. But yeah, if you have any questions, the number that I send you the text from, feel free to text me or call me.
Okay, thank you so much.
Of course, and my name is Brandon Sharp once again.
Okay, thank you.
Of course, have a good night.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.